everybody. I'm Don Munson. I don't know what you have planned for tonight, but here's an idea. Let's face the music and dance. Nelson Riddle's Great Orchestra, and Let's Face the Music and Dance. You know the dancing's optional, although encouraged, during Radio Munson, our little Thursday evening get-together here on GLT. And what's been sort of a gloomy day here in central Illinois. Off and on rain. I don't know what you did today, but by the way, this is Radio Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock this evening. My email address is don@wglt.org. We have a Facebook page for this program, just Radio Munson, when you go to facebook.com. Here's what I did today. I voted. Early voting started today. I got myself down there to the government center, at the corner of Washington and East Streets, and cast my ballot, early voting. And it was, I figured, you know, now I can just sort of separate myself from all this politicking, which is driving everybody crazy, I think, bringing on anxieties, all of that. And we'll find out here in another month or so whether how many people agreed with me, how many people disagreed with me. But there's nothing I can do about it now. I mean, I'm in the tank. In the hopper. Sounds better than in the tank, I think. Well, and we have, of course, an obligation to study the issues, the candidates, soberly, and cast our best judgment of what's going to be best for this great country of ours. We need to be participants. There are other things that we need, of course, as citizens of the USA. I can think of several. Catherine Russell has one.
We the people gotta have dancing, plenty of dancing. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. We the people gotta have singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation. Syncopation. We the people have to keep happy, have to keep snappy. We the people gotta have rhythm and song. people. Got half singing, plenty of swinging. Please the people, and you will never go wrong. We don't give a rap about taxation. Long as legislators give the nation syncopation, we the people.
Catherine Russell, and Cat Russell latched onto a song that Fats Waller had recorded with his jazz men in 1928. That's Andy Razaf, who was the lyricist who worked with Fats Waller on a lot of stuff, wrote the lyrics for We the People. No More Politicking here on Radio Munson this evening. I'm glad you're aboard. I was thinking about a couple of musicians from New England whose story I heard, and I'm a little vague on it now. But a young Artie Shaw, when he first began to step out of New York City and play his clarinet and started forming groups, bands, went to Providence, Rhode Island. He was in Providence for a while. And he met this guy from, I think, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, nearby, a saxophonist named Tony Pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, who also could sing a little bit. And he had a rather unusual voice. He was just a charming guy. Played pretty good saxophone there out front with the band. And Artie used him to sing with his band. Later on, Tony Pastor was probably best known for discovering Rosie Clooney after the war. But before that, he formed his own band for a while. And, of course, he sang with it. But he preferred to have his band sing along, hum along, scat along. I'm not sure what you'd say, along with him.
Boy. My boy, boy, boobie. Badoo, 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 bap. Honey, honey.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
Honey, honey, honey.
When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
Honey, 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 honey.
Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
Honey, 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 honey.
When you're passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose.
Honey, 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 honey.
Don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle
rose.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. You're so sweet, can be beat. You're my honeysuckle rose.
Tony Pastor on Radio Munson. You're on GLT. Where else are you going to hear stuff like that? We're going to try to keep a lot of it coming to you. You know, you've asked for less fun to drive and more GLT. So you can help make it happen right now because we're involved in a fund drive. You just don't hear a whole lot about it. If enough listeners contribute to help pay GLT's programming bills, we're not going to have to interrupt programs. Ask for your support. We'll only ask in regular station breaks like this one. Less fund drive, more GLT. Hey, make it happen with your contribution now when you go to WGLT.org. House Blues there, done by Pearl Django, featuring Michael Gray, their fiddler, here on Radio Munson on GLT. Have some music coming up by Ella Fitzgerald and Hoagy Carmichael tonight, and the Hot Club of Cowtown and the Glenn Miller Band. It's our usual eclectic mix. And coming up next here, Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra with the Surreal Ame doing some scatting with him. Here we are on the 29th of September already.
Wow.
What do you think we're going to remember about this past September?
The leaves of brown came falling down. Remember that September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. Every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September. And the dun 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 da 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 da
Support for GLT comes from the Downtown Bloomington Association Farmers Market, bringing farm fresh, local produce and meats to the historic downtown square every Saturday morning from 7:30 to noon. The market also features flowers, plants, prepared foods, local art, and live music. Information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
Song first saw the light of day in 1942 by Glenn Miller's band, called I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. And the song had been around for a while, but Jerry Gray, the arranger, managed to incorporate a couple of hooks from Ellington's Take the A-Train. It gave that song a new life. I Dreamt I Dwelt in Harlem. Glenn Miller. Before that, Surreal Aimé, doing a wonderful job of scatting with the great Chicago Orchestra, Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra, here on Radio Munson. Here's a song that goes back to 1936. It was recorded by, well, it could have been recorded by Billie Holiday. In fact, a lot of people hear this and they think, well, that's Billie Holiday. And it was sung, I think it was in some motion picture in 1936. And Teddy Wilson had one of his all-star studio combos with whom Billie Holiday usually sang. And the singer this time, however, was Ella Fitzgerald. The song is All My Life. That's Ella Fitzgerald, yeah. She sure sounded like Billie Holiday in 1936 when she recorded that with pianist Teddy Wilson and his band. It's become sort of a jazz standard. A lot of jazz groups have tackled that song, All My Life. It was written by Sidney Mitchell and Sam Stepped. And here's a version that John Bunch, the piano player, plays with Scott Hamilton on tenor sax and Ruby Braff's great cornet. Phil Flanagan playing bass, Chris Florey on guitar, and Chuck Riggs on drums. It's a great melody all my life.
Thank you.
That's cornetist Ruby Braff and Scott Hamilton on tenor sax and John Bunch on piano with a great rhythm section. And All of My Life, yeah, 1936. First time around for that song. About the time that Benny became the king of swing, Benny Goodman. Here are a couple of songs associated with Benny Goodman, done by the Copa Cat Pack. That's the big band that Matt Cadencube leads. He sings with his band and plays a great alto saxophone, and Linda Harmon joined the group for this recording session. And David Wells plays a little tenor saxophone, a couple of Benny Goodman things.
Don't be that way. Stars in the sky should never make you feel that way. The rain will bring the violets of May. Tears are in vain. Oh, honey, please don't be that way. Just as long as we see it through, you'll have me, baby, I'll have you, sweetheart. Tomorrow is another day. Don't you break my heart. Oh, honey, please don't you be that way.
Gives happy feet a chance to dance. Just like a clinging vine.
Your lips
so warm and sweet as wine.
Your cheeks
so soft and close to mine. Divine.
Oh, how my heart is singing while this band is swinging. Never tired of romping and stomping with you at the Savoy.
What joy!
A perfect holiday.
Savoy!
Where we can glide and sway.
Savoy!
Just let me stomp away with you.
Support for GLT comes from Make Your Money Mean More, a community initiative to remind shoppers to think local before buying online. Dollars spent in McLean County stay here, creating jobs and supporting the community. Information at MakeYourMoneyMeanMore.com. This is GLT.
Hi, I'm Megan Rogers, a GLT contributing listener. My favorite program on GLT is This American Life. It's what drew me back into NPR. It's easy to get sucked into a story. The episodes about modern-day segregation in schools called The Problem We All Live With really opened my eyes to just how terrible conditions are for our country's most vulnerable kids. It's programming that truly enriches my understanding. This is the GLT Fund Drive. Help pay for This American Life and everything GLT does with your contribution now. Click on donate at WGLT.org.
We're sort of shaking up the usual public radio fund drive again this fall. Instead of interrupting programs to remind you GLT depends on listener contributions, we're only reminding you in regular station breaks like this. It's less fund drive, more GLT. Is it going to work? Well, that depends on you. Renew your support or make your first-time contribution now at WGLT.org. Tommy Dorsey's band in 1941, and a thing called Well Get It, and just to prove that the sentimental gentleman of swing could raise the roof a little bit. Tommy Dorsey recorded that. Cy Oliver arranged it for him, and it was originally, Cy Oliver originally was going to call it the Bugle Blues, but there weren't any bugles in the actual recording. Some hot trumpets, though, and they belong to the first two chairs in Tommy Dorsey's great band, and Ziggy Elman and Jimmy Zito. Well, get it. Well, we're going to get it in gear here with another band that was popular about the same time. In the late 1930s, it was Larry Clinton's band and a singer named B. Wayne. And they got after it with a song called The Dipsy Doodle.
say will come out in reverse, like you love I and me love you. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works. The Dipsy Doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late, and then you're in such a terrible state, like the moon jumped over the cow, hey diddle. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works. When you think that you're crazy, you are the victim of the Dipsy Doodle. But it's not your mind that's hazy, it's your tongue that's at fault, not your noodle. You'd better listen and try to be good, and try to do all the things that you should. The Dipsy Doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you'll say, like rhythm got I am, hot am I. That's the way the Dipsy Doodle works.
It's B. Wayne with the Larry Clinton Band. Larry Clinton was a suave band leader, had that pencil-thin mustache, hair slicked back. Larry Clinton had a good band. I may have misled you a little bit with the GLT fund drive, because I know that there are people trying to call the radio station right now, and I'm not equipped to take those calls. That's why we ask you to go to WGLT.org. And, you know, if you're not internet savvy, it's not like we don't want your money. We need it. So I'm going to suggest here is a stopgap that I ask you to call during regular business hours, and I'll have somebody here. We don't have that staff of volunteers. We're not taking, a heck of a lot of programming time to talk about our fund drive. We just want to, instead of promoting one of our programs coming up, we'll promote this a little bit during our regular breaks. I said something to Laura Kennedy, who I think promoted this, that I was going to do something by Hoagie Carmichael tonight. And I was thinking about Hoagie Carmichael and how big he was. You know, he was born in Bloomington. Well, not this Bloomington, Bloomington, Indiana, but that's close enough. A great composer, singer, whistler, band leader, actor. I mean, he had just a lot of credit. He was just a well-known figure in the United States. First, maybe the middle third, about the middle 50% of the 20th century. Here's Hoagie Carmichael with his own band.
Laying by my side, fetch me the gin, son, for tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin You ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. Just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You seen them, Pappy. I won't let a rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, yes, son. I'm chained. Chained to my rocking chair.
Now, it was recorded in 1930. Irv Brodsky sang with Hoagie Carmichael. Hoagie Carmichael sang, led the band, arranged the song, wrote the song. There's not much else left. Here's a band from the other Bloomington, Bloomington, Indiana. Hoagie Carmichael's hometown. The Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra, Brett Wallerab's trombone. It's more than you know.
Thank you.
That's a great song, isn't it? More Than You Know. The Buscelli Wallerab Jazz Orchestra from Bloomington, Indiana. Brent Wallerab on trombone, and Mark Buscelli is the guy who arranged that. Here on Radio Munson on GLT, we do this on Thursday nights, some semblance of this. And ordinarily, it all comes out about the same. I mean, you know, we finish on time, 9 o'clock, sweep out, and then evening jazz just keeps on going through the rest of the evening. Mostly cloudy evening and overnight, and we'll have some scattered rain showers still. Down to 58, scattered morning showers tomorrow, and maybe an isolated afternoon thundershower. Tomorrow's high about 66, scattered rain showers tomorrow night, 55 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy, about a 40% chance of rain, 68 degrees for the high. And then Sunday, finally, partly sunny with a high of 73 degrees. Right now, it's what, 64 degrees. Here's a great combo. Billy Mays Band and his great arranging, and Anita O'Day and a Rodgers and Hart song.
One note sang out with gusto, and just overlorded the place. Poor Johnny One Note yelled willy-nilly until he was blue in the face. For holding one note was his ace. Couldn't hear the brass, couldn't hear the drum. He was in a class by himself by gum. Poor Johnny One Note got in Aida, indeed a great chance to be brave. He took his one note, howled like the north wind, brought forth wind that made critics rave. While Birdie turned round in his grave, couldn't hear the flute or the big trombone. Everyone was mute, Johnny stood alone. One note, sing out with gusto, and just overwhelm all the crowd. Ah, oh, sing Johnny One Note out loud. Sing Johnny One Note out loud.